John Hodgman is known for playing a lot of different roles in public life. He's been a regular correspondent on The Daily Show, a memorable character on Parks and Recreation, and an advice columnist in The New York Times Magazine. Hodgman reveals a different side, his real side, in a new book, Vacation Land, True Stories from Painful Beaches. He'll be in the Valley tonight at the Mesa Arts Center in conversation with a Game of Thrones author, George R.R. Martin, and John Hodgman is with me. John, one of the funniest lines in your book to me has to do with men in their 40s growing facial hair. Now, I'm a man in my 40s, and I do not have a mustache.
What is wrong? This is your evolutionary imperative. And the mustache is, of course, the middle-aged weird dad's evolutionary signal to the world that he's all done, that he's put his DNA into the world, his evolutionary purpose is done, he no longer deserves physical affection. It is time to focus on weird dad hobbies like puns and doing research on world wars and bridges. That's my job now, anyway.
Right. A middle-aged weird dad plays a role in Vacation Land. And I'm curious, though, do you believe in midlife crises or no?
I'm living it, dude.
Well, that's right. Are you? Okay, yeah. So did that drive some of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that when we speak about midlife crisis, we often have a cliche of a middle-class white dad getting a car that he shouldn't have. And that is a truth. The cliches are built on truth. And that is one of the expressions of what we call midlife crisis. It's just that point in life that I think everyone, including other people beyond weird dads, when they reach a turning point and they realize that, they've had kids, they've built a career, and it's time to start winding it down towards some terrible unknown. That's a terrifying moment, because of course what we do know is the terrible unknown is pretty obvious. It'll end up with the end of us all.
John, let's talk about Maine a little bit, because I think a lot of people here in Phoenix, it's possible they've taken a nice little tour of Maine at some point if they're going up to New England and whatnot. But what is it about Maine that you either connected with or didn't connect with in the book?
Well, the book is called Vacation Land. That is the nickname for the state of Maine. And that's a cruel joke for people who might be going there thinking they're going to go for a nice, relaxing vacation, because Maine is not relaxing. You do not swim in its oceans, because its oceans are made of hate and want to kill you. Its beaches are made of rocks and knives, and everywhere there is a kind of rugged beauty that reminds you that nature doesn't care whether you live or die. It's a great place to go and think about mortality if you're morbidly inclined, especially if you love autumn, because it begins on July 28th, I think, in Maine. But I think the people who live in Phoenix and who live in the desert probably have an affinity for the people who choose to either visit or live in Maine, because you also live in a harsh climate, a place of just the horizon alone provokes some existential pondering. You feel small in the desert, and it gets cold, and if you are not in shelter, bad things will happen to you. I think there's probably more affinity between the heat of Arizona and the cold of Maine than one might initially think.
That's a very interesting point. Those of us who've lived here a long time,
it's my business to make interesting points. I know how to do it.
Are you actually twirling your mustache right now?
Yes, yes, I am. Although it's rather unkempt. I've been on book tour for a while. I began the book tour with my weird mustache and beard, kind of looking like the bookkeeper for the Church of Satan. But right now, I kind of look more like the IT guy for the Duck Dynasty. I'm a little unkempt.
Okay, so when you're in the Phoenix area, you're going to be in conversation via Skype with George R.R. Martin, author of Game of Thrones. And I was looking at the rest of your book tour, and some of the people you're in conversation with are not the average public radio hosts such as yours truly. It's with people like George R.R. Martin. What's the connection there between the two of you?
George R.R. Martin, I am a fan of George R.R. Martin and both the books and obviously the TV show A Game of Thrones. And the book series that followed that initial book. And I was talking about how much I was enjoying reading the book online, and the internet makes strange bedfellows. George R. R. Martin saw that I was blogging about it. He knew me from The Daily Show, and he blogged about me, and we kind of connected and made friends. Now, when I say it makes strange bedfellows, I want to be clear that George R. R. Martin and I we've never shared a bed. When we travel, twin beds, of course, separate beds.
And a dragon is there as well, I suppose.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's such a wonderful guy, and I mean, his his books are a kind of wizardry. Obviously, he gets a lot of credit for creating what is now a cultural phenomenon, but when you read those books and you hear, and you, he disappears into the 5 or 6 or 10 different points of view of the characters that he's telling. He knows how to tell stories from the point of view of the epitome of white privilege, right? The lord of a castle, and then all of the characters who have no privilege in that world as well. And it's an astonishing literary feat. So I really admire him a lot, and I enjoy him. And he had me out to Santa Fe to perform in his little movie theater there, the Jean Cocteau Cinema in Santa Fe. And I was going to Phoenix on this tour and looking for someone to chat with on stage about the book. Since this was the closest I was getting to Santa Fe, I said to George, would you let me fly you to Phoenix for the evening so we could hang out? And he said, I will not do that. No, but I've... And when George R. R. Martin refuses, you do not argue, but he did very graciously say, why don't we do a simulcast event? I'll be at the Cocteau in Santa Fe, you'll be at the Mesa Arts Center in Phoenix, and we'll Skype in together. And I haven't seen the setup yet, but I'm really cannot wait to be in conversation with the giant floating head of George R. R. Martin on a screen. It's going to be exciting. The great and powerful Oz himself.
It does sound like a wild night, and it is happening tonight at the Mesa Arts Center in collaboration with Changing Hands Bookstore. John Hodgman, his new book is called Vacation Land, True Stories from Painful Beaches. It's about Maine and white privilege and laughter and mustaches. And John, thanks very much for the conversation.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you.